Good morning, good morning, and good morning to all of God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God and praise Him for who He is and what He has done in our lives. He has done marvelous. He has done marvelous. I'm stuck on that, saints. I'm stuck on telling you, reminding you, and reminding myself that He has done marvelous things. We concern ourselves with things that are trivial. We concern ourselves with situations that are just beyond our control. But you got to remind yourself, as I'm doing, He has done marvelous. He has done marvelous things. Praise the Lord. Because this is what I've learned. I've learned the more you praise God, the more He visits your situation and dwells in your presence, for He inhabits the praises of His people. This morning, I just want to say to my brother or my sister who is really struggling with how to respond, God is saying you need to know the difference between what concerns you and what belongs to you. You need to know the difference between what concerns you and what belongs to you. Things may concern you genuinely, but you got to know some things. Just put it in the hands of God. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to God. You need to chill out and not be stressed out. You're worrying about something that you cannot control. And God is saying, no, 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 no. That is not the design He has for your life. He didn't come that you may worry, but He came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You have to stop believing that you are in control. You have to stop believing that you have all the authority. You have to stop believing that all power is in your hand and recognize who's really in charge. The enemy is doing everything in his power to wear you down. He's doing everything in his power to hurt and harm you. I need to let you know that the Lord is not only good, but He's a keeper. He's a reminder. He's our peace. He's our joy. But the only way that all of that can flow into your existence is that you know what belongs to you. You know who God is and what God is doing in your life. Yes, my brother, my sister, the Lord has done marvelous. The Lord has done marvelous things. But you need to enjoy the life that God has given you. Trials will come. Tribulations will come. Persecution will come. But all that means nothing when you know and acknowledge and submit to He who is in charge of everything. This morning at East Zion Fair, we're going to talk about God again. Because this is the problem with what's going on around us and to many of us. We are allowing things to affect us to a level that God has never designed for it to affect us. We're allowing people, things, and circumstances to get us into a place where we're just falling apart. I want to say to you again this morning, know the difference between what concerns you and what belongs to you. The issue does not belong to you. It belongs to God. The circumstance doesn't belong to you. It belongs to God. The sickness that you're going through doesn't belong to you. Don't claim it. Don't hold on to it. Turn it over to the Lord and keep living your life. Because the enemy wish and desire to take you out. But he cannot. Because God has already declared, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I need you to live, my sister. I need you to live, my brother. I need you to lift your head and be lifted up. I need you to recognize that God has more, M-O-R-E. God has more for you than where you currently are and what you can currently see. The scripture teaches us that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the good things that God has in store for us. God has more for you, but you have to walk into it. This is the whosoever willed way. This way is not my way. This is not the way that I feel God ought to do things. This belongs to the Lord. Whatever this is, it belongs to the Lord. Let Him fix it. Let Him work it out. Let Him solve it. Let Him be your will, as the old saints used to say, in the middle of a will. Let Him be your bright and morning star. Let Him be your hope of glory. Because the only way you can survive wherever you are right now is that you trust God and you put it in His hand. Whatever it is, put it in His hand. He can fix it. He knows all about it. He's waiting on you. Now, if you rather worry about it, then you hold on to it. If you rather concern yourself about it, hold on to it. Because it's going to worry you to death. It's going to stress you out to a place where you're going to almost lose your mind. But if you take my advice today and give it to the Lord and say, Lord, whatever the outcome is, as long as you're with me, everything is going to be all right. As long as you're with me, I will have, I will lend, and I will never borrow. God has it. You may not be able to understand it, but God is intelligent. His intellect is much greater than ours. He can see things that we cannot. You're crying over a loaf of bread, and God wants to give you the whole supermarket. You have to recognize it would blow your mind if you see what's on the other side of your burden. It would mess you up if you would really see what God has for your life. You're crying at the front door when the house is yours. Okay, they shut the door on you. God says, I have a window. I'll get you in, but you got to trust me. My ways are different than man's ways. And what man intends for evil, I'm going to bring good out of it. Because all things work together for the good of them who love me. The text of this morning is Proverbs chapter 15. The text is Proverbs chapter 15, just verse 1. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. Listen to this. A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. I want to say to you, my sister and my brother, it's time to kill it with kindness. I know you're big and you're bad, and I know you're tough and you don't take nothing from anybody. But this season of your life, the Lord is saying, I want you to kill it with kindness. You could respond another way. You could make some other things happen. But the Lord is saying, show up and kill it with kindness. The enemy doesn't like it when you're kind to him. He wants you to be like him. He wants you to be angry. He wants you to be mad. He wants you to be sad. He wants you to be hurt. The word of God to you today is kill it with kindness. Satan wants to emotionally, and I want you to hear me today, Satan wants to emotionally and physically wear you down, acknowledge what is going on in your life, and I want you to move on. Because Satan's whole goal is to deter you, to block you, to stop you, to harm you, and to do you no good. But why don't you kill it with kindness? Why don't you let Satan be who he is, a deceiver, a hater, a person who just does not, or a thing that just not does not want order in your life. He loves the chaos, and he loves it when you are stressed. Today is the day for you to give him a double hit. Kill it with kindness. Don't worry about it. Gotta fix it, and gotta fix people. Your job is to let him be Lord of your life. Your job is not to win. Your job is to submit to God and let God land you in a place of victory. So often we've heard, do unto others as you would them do unto you. But some of us doesn't love ourselves to the level that we should. So let me just add to the text. Do unto others as the Lord will do unto you. Because we are fixated on getting people back, showing them, letting them know what your name is, letting them know they should not have fooled with you. That doesn't help you. What that does is that harms you. I have a little secret. When I get to a place of anger, when I get to a place of I need to respond in a negative way, I'll tell you what to do. I shut down, and that thing does not exist anymore. Can I say it to you slowly? I shut down, and that thing that's angering me doesn't exist anymore. I dare you to try that, because the only way you can see God is that you get everything else out of your mind. You cannot see God. You cannot hear God if your spirit is overwhelmed with the voices of the hurt, the shame, the things that are crazy, that are causing you to go crazy. You can't hear God, and you definitely can't see God if all you're seeing is the thing or the persons or the people. God is saying to all of us on this day, kill it with kindness. Let him be God of your life. Don't let Satan win. You were designed to win. But in the midst of getting to victory, evil will attack you. Paul said these words, every time I go to do good, evil is present. But the Lord's response is the same with Paul as it is with you. My grace is sufficient. You may not look like you're winning, but that's just how it looks. You may not feel like you're winning, but that's just how it feels. But let me assure you, with the truth of all that I believe in God, you have already won. You can kill it with kindness. You can shut it down and not allow yourself to succumb. They will try to find things and issues to keep you on edge, but the devil is a liar, a deceiver. You have to kill it with kindness and not respond. God sees you. God knows where you are. And as I said to you last week, it's only a test. It's only a test of your spirit to see where you are. That had to come to your attention so God can see where you are. So you can see where you are. The chitter chatter, let it be. Let it go. Don't allow the enemy to win. Stop falling into the designed traps of the enemy. You are and have more in your relationship with the Lord. Satan knows that. He's well aware. He's acutely aware of it. And his goal is to pull you away from God. No, your desire, your goal must be to draw closer to God. How do I draw closer to God when this is happening and that's happening and this is attacking me and that? Instead of running from him by being like the things that are attacking you, you run to God and be more in his presence. Because in his presence, there is peace. In his presence, there is joy. In his presence, there is power. I beg you today, kill it with kindness. I don't know what your it is. I don't know what you're going through. I don't need to know. I'm not omniscient. I'm not omnipresent. I'm not omnipotent. But let me introduce you to the God who is. Jesus said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Well, if that is the proclamation of God, you have nothing to fear. You have nothing to worry about. Let people think they're winning. Let people think they have the power. But I beg you to stand firm in who God is and what God is able to do. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ever ask, think, or imagine. The it of your frustration is designed to stifle and block you from the blessings that God has for you. Say to Satan, no, not today. I'm not giving in. I'm going to kill it with kindness. I'm going to kill that conversation with kindness. I'm going to kill that situation. I'm going to kill my sickness with kindness. Because at the end, we win. And the end is not always when we die. The end is not always when we get to heaven. The end, most of the times, if not all the times, he will let you see in your physicality the victory that he had designed for your life. When I say kill it with kindness, I'm saying do what the Lord desires. Watch the enemy's plot, because the enemy's plot is to destroy you. It is to destroy your relationship with God. It is to have you in a place and a space where you just want to give up and throw up your hands. But listen, the saints taught me the devil is a liar. God has been too good to you. God has been too kind to you. God has been too merciful to you. God has been too just to you for you to sit back and then give up. No, I'm going to kill this thing with kindness, and I'm going to keep moving. Because listen, the enemy cannot hit a moving target. You have to be stagnated. You have to be still for the enemy to hit you. But the more you keep moving, the more you frustrate him, the more you anger him. Let's anger the devil today. Let's frustrate the devil today. Your love for God needs to be shown in what you respond and how you respond. Silence is power. Listen to me. Silence is power. Sometimes you don't have a good word to say. To say nothing is more powerful than saying something, because the Bible says that the power of life and death is in your tongue. Than saying something and uprooting your relationship with God, your presence with God, your peace with God. So today, the word of God to you is, kill it with kindness. Go ahead, my sister, kill it with kindness. I know you big, bad. Kill it with kindness. I know you tough and tenacious. Kill it with kindness. I know that they don't know who they messing with. Kill it with kindness and watch God give you something good. Watch God show you his power and his might. The question this morning is simple. Why kill it with kindness? Here's number one, for peace. Not peace with you and the person, but with peace within yourself. You're worried, you're stressed after you've told them off. You're still stressed. If you kill it with kindness, peace will flow in your life like a river. You will be able to sleep at night. You'll be able to say, the Lord is good all the time. And all the time, the Lord is good. You'll be able to say, when peace like a river attends my way. And you'll be able to lift your head and say, hallelujah, anyhow. I want you to kill it with kindness. For your peace, for your peace, for your peace, not for the person, not for the predicament, but for your peace. It is what it is. The sickness will be the sickness. The person will be the person. The predicament will be the predicament. But listen, you can have peace. He said, my peace I give unto you. I beg you to believe it today. I beg you to stand on it today. I beg you to trust him today. But there's another reason why you should kill it with kindness. For power. Listen, the power of God cannot be present to give you the peace if you are being yourself. If you are going contrary to his word and his desire. For your own power to get up from where you are. For your own power to be more than where you currently are and what you currently are. That power comes from the Lord. He will not dwell in an unclean temple. Hear me, saints. He will not dwell in an angered temple. God can't reside there. A mad temple. God can't reside there. I'm going to get you back, temple. God cannot reside there. The Bible teaches us, as I've quoted already, God will not dwell in an unclean temple. The older saints used to talk about the smoking and drinking. That's what the Lord meant by he will not dwell in an unclean temple. And while I don't disagree with them, I want to add to it. Dirty thoughts, ungodly acts makes the temple unclean. For your power, I want you to kill it with kindness. For your peace, I want you to kill it with kindness. But here's the last one. For your promise, I want you to kill it with kindness. God has something good for you. The thing, the predicament, the people, the person, the whatever that caused you the trepidation, listen to me. God permitted it because he got something for you. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. In the morning, we get what God has for us. He has some goodies. My grandmother used to say, Granny got some goodies for you. Do you want a treat? Listen to me. God has some goodies for you. Do you want a treat? I know you groan and you don't like people to talk to you like I'm talking right now, but God has some goodies for you. But in order to get the goodies, you got to be good. You got to act right. You got to live right. So in order in this world, in order in this life to receive the goodies that God has for you, you got to kill it with kindness. You can't do it your way. You got to say to God, help me in this moment. Help me to shut up. Help me to close it down. Help me to respond in kindness, because the text says a gentle answer. An answer is not always saying something. Sometimes an answer is being quiet. It'll turn away anger. It'll deflect anger. But then sometimes it'll make people even madder, because they expect you to be silly. They expect you to be angry. They expect you to cuss them out. That's why they said what they said. That's why they did what they did. But the devil is a liar. Your relationship with God is too strong for you to allow what they said or done, what it happened, sickness or whatever, to deter the relationship you have with God. Don't let your words be harsh. Matter of fact, the Bible says, let your words be few and seasoned with grace. Did y'all hear that word today? Let your words be few. For those of you who always want to talk and chatter and keep saying stuff and keep talking and keep talking, let your words be few, F-E-W. And the words that are few, let them be seasoned with grace. This morning, the word of God to you is simple. Kill it with kindness. Shock the world. Shock the enemy. Shock yourself. And kill it with kindness. Pray with me. Oh, God, our Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, because you just keep giving us a word. You keep giving us a word to heal us, to deliver us, and to set us free. Morning by morning, you just give us a new, fresh word from heaven. And God, we thank you today. We thank you for this word particularly, because this word we're going to hide in our hearts. So when the enemy attacks, when the enemy tries to block us and bring things upon us, we're going to look at the enemy and we're going to kill it with kindness. Help us, Lord. Help us in this moment. Help us in this situation. Help us go through whatever we are going through. You're God, and beside you there are no others. We trust you. We honor you. We love you, and we give you all glory, all honor, and all praise. Be with us, God, and stand by us. hold us close to you, and we'll forever give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. This morning, we continue to pray for Deaconess Claudia Jones. Continue to lift her, God. Continue to strengthen her, God. Thank you for the miracle that you've performed. You are on time, God. You're an awesome God, and we give you glory. And God, we give you honor. We continue to speak comfort over the life of missionary Karen Tolson and her family. God, during this season of transition, hold her close. Hold the family close. Remind them of the hope that is found in you. We pray for Brother Keenan Hunt. God, whatever state he's in, strengthen him in that moment. Strengthen him in that state. God, give him life. Breathe in him, God. Breathe on him, God, in the name of Jesus. We continue to pray for Sister Wanda Jones. Continue to hold her close. Continue to strengthen her, God. God, you know what you're doing and you know what's happening. But most of all, God, we put her in your hand and say, have your way in her life. Continue to bless Sister Ashley. Continue to strengthen Sister Michelle. Give them the peace that pass all understanding. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. We pray for Brother Ben Mobley. God, we thank you for him, and we thank you for the hands that provide for him. Strengthen, God, and keep. Somebody brought others to the call today. Somebody brought somebody on their prayer list today. God, I don't know their names. I know you. I know you can do anything but fail. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray this day that you would reach, that you would heal, that you would deliver, and that you would set free. Move in a mighty way. Fix it, God. Turn it, God. Make it right, God. Yes to your will and yes to your way. We thank you, O God. And we praise you. Now, God, I pray for every pastor who's on this call today. Strengthen them, God. Build them up, God. Give them a word from you this morning that will bless the people, that will edify the kingdom of God, and that will save somebody, deliver somebody, and set somebody free. Father, we pray for every person on this call. This morning, God, specifically, I'm praying for our minds. Our minds are everywhere. You sent us a word today to kill it with kindness. So, Father, instead of us contemplating on what has happened and what's going on, transform our mind to think and be like you. We thank you, O God. We praise you, O God. We magnify you, O God. We give you all the glory and all the honor today. Move in the midst of this time of prayer and meditation. Strengthen in the midst of this time of prayer and meditation. Lift us in this time of prayer and meditation. And God, we're going to give you glory. We're going to give you honor because, God, we can see the breaking of a new day. We can experience the truth of who you are and what you're able to do. Be with us, God, and stand by us. We pray this morning for Ezion Fair. Continue to strengthen us, God. Continue to make us a beacon of your eye. Continue to have us as the example of what integrity and what living for God really is. Help us in this time, God, and we give you glory. And God, we give you honor. Now, God, I put your people back into your hands. And I say, God, have your way. Have your way in their lives and strengthen them, God. This is our prayer today. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, that's it.
Have a happy